This is you.
K-U-T.
K-U-T, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. You know, it's still hot in Austin for late September, about 95 last time I checked. So you might want to take a dip in Lake Travis. It's a popular way to get out of the heat. Every summer, more than 200,000 people make the trip there. But there's a part of the lake that puzzled one AT Explained listener. So we sent Tiana Woodard out to answer the question.
The mystery in question are the appearance and disappearance of the Sometimes Islands. The small string of land is located off Mansfield Park in the eastern part of Lake Travis.
I've seen the so-called Sometimes Islands, but I don't go out there very often.
Robert Baumgardner has lived in the Austin area since graduating from UT Austin in 1979. He first heard about the islands on a local news forecast, and he thinks he knows how they got their name.
I think somebody read that off of a navigation chart, maybe a map made by LCRA or whoever does navigation hazards for the lakes in Texas. And because those islands are not there permanently, somebody just in shorthand put Sometimes Islands, meaning that they're a navigation hazard sometimes to boats.
Baumgardner wrote into KUT's AT Explained project in hopes of definitely finding out how the islands got their name.
Is it a boating hazard map made by LCRA or some other organization? Where does the name come from?
Because of their location off of Mansfield Dam, the Sometimes Islands lie under the Lower Colorado River Authority's jurisdiction. So it makes sense to go to the people who operate and manage the waters, right? I met up with LCRA communications specialist Patrick Badgley at Tom Miller Dam here in Austin. Although little information remains in their record about the landmass name's origins, Badgley and the LCRA stick to the common explanation.
What gives it its name is the fact that when Lake Travis is high, it's not clearly visible. The geologic formation isn't clearly visible, but when it's low, you can see it. So hence the sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't.
Okay, now I know the reason for the name, but I also wanted to know when people started using that name.
This is from 1959, and you can see the location of the dam and the lake.
Mike Miller is the Austin History Center's managing archivist, but his expertise lies in cartography. So when I walked into his office, he already had two large topographical maps of Lake Travis pulled out for me. He says the Sometimes Islands appear because of the uneven topography of the land underneath the water, which was formerly called Horseshoe Bend.
It looks exactly like a horseshoe, with the dam on 1 foot of the shoe, basically. And the land that's in the middle of that horseshoe, of course, is much higher than the river valley, the riverbed, you know, underneath it.
Miller guesses the creation of the name was sometime in the 1950s and 60s, when the county was hit by a major drought.
And so those were probably the first times after the formation of the lake that the water levels dropped to a point where the islands would appear.
Miller says the earliest usage of the name he could find in their records was from a newspaper article from the 1970s. But finding name origins is rare.
You're never going to find that smoking gun that says, you know, I'm so-and-so and I named this piece by this name, you know, so let it be written, so let it be done. It's lore, it's, you know, it's oral, it's passed down from person to person, and then it kind of sticks.
And Miller says once a name sticks, it's hard for cartographers to figure out the when and why and how the name came to be.
Maybe that's what happens sometimes, islands.
If you want to check out the islands for yourself, and maybe even give them your own personal name, you're out of luck. Even though we've had a brutally hot and dry summer, Austin's spring was pretty wet. For now, the lake levels are just too high. Tiana Woodard, KUT News.
Much more AT Explained at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there. You can ask your own question. Might be the next one we answer. And if you like what we're doing, help support AT Explained. Go to KUT.org and click on donate and donate whatever you can. Whatever it is, we'd appreciate it. Thanks so much. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largy.